47 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on your Thursday morning, 26th day of June, and sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering, and James Timberlake joins me. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right.
Doing good.
Derek Jeter, birthday today.
He is 47 years old.
Not bad. 51.
Really?
Yeah, Baseball Hall of Famer.
Yeah, legend.
New York Yankee captain. Yeah. 5-time World Series champion.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Jeter, 51 today. 1797, Charles Newbold patents the first cast iron plow.
Okay.
All right.
What was it? Newbold?
Newbold. Charles Newbold.
Good name.
Yeah. 1870, the first section of the Atlantic City's boardwalk opens to the public in New Jersey.
Okay.
1900, a commission that included Dr. Walter Reed begins research that ultimately defeats the deadly disease yellow fever.
Man.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. Walter Reed Hospital named after him, too.
Oh, that's why I know that name.
Yeah. 1917, the first troops of the American Expeditionary Force arrive in France during World War I.
Oh, okay.
1917 on this date. 1974, the Universal Product Code, the barcode scanned for the first time. And what did they sell?
Diapers.
Good guess. Wrigley's chewing gum.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, 10-pack of Wrigley's, that. Juicy fruit. It's on display at the Smithsonian. I've seen it.
I knew that because they sold it at a Cubs game.
Yes.
I knew that, and I just didn't. Yeah. That's cool.
1977, Elvis Presley closed his concert at Market Square Arena in Indianapolis with Can't Help Falling in Love with You. It was his last concert. He died 7 weeks later.
Hmm.
Prior to that concert, he was in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. 1981, Virginia. I've talked to some people that went to that concert, too. 1981.
They were like, he kept saying he had to go to the bathroom. But he can't.
Yeah. 1981, Virginia. Hey, James, when you get older, you know, that'll happen to you, too. Yeah, it affects us all. 1981, Virginia Campbell of Mountain Home, Idaho, took her coupons and rebates and bought $26,000 worth of groceries.
I mean, that's
okay. Now, with the coupons and the rebates,
you need to start doing that.
$26,460 exactly worth of groceries. She paid 67 cents.
Dang. That's awesome.
I know.
So ahead of her time there. She did that, and she probably ruined it for the rest of us. Because now they're like, well, we can't allow that to happen again.
Or you get behind people in line that are doing all
true.
Of those.
Do you think she called ahead and was like, look, I'm gonna make some?
I believe
stay very
she
poor.
Did. I saw something a long sometime back on that. That she called him and said, hey, I'm, you know, don't have people lined up behind me because I've got what's gonna happen and it's gonna take a while. So then that kind of turned into a big craze and people were doing all kinds of stuff with that. People do it to this day.
Oh yeah, I have a friend whose mom is like big coupon saver person and smartly.
I kind of view it this way. If there's a dollar bill on the ground, James.
Well, yeah, we know it. You do that for a penny, though.
If the penny's not all marred up and grotesque, yes, I will pick up the penny. Because I always remember my dad because he was always picking up change wherever we were.
Yeah.
And he'd say, hey, I'm one penny richer today.
Yeah, I know. That's your saying. That's
I
the
know,
saying.
Right? I'm a penny richer today. I loved it. It was awesome. Barcode day today. Bomb pop day.
Okay. I don't even know what that is.
Isn't that like a candy or something? Or
I would assume so.
Like a sucker of some sort? Bomb pops?
I think it they sounds are. Like it.
I think they are. Canoe day. Hey, let's jump in a canoe.
I haven't been in a canoe in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been in a canoe.
I remember the last time I was in a canoe, it had been a long time since I'd been in a canoe as well. And
didn't work
out.
It
was me and my brother, and we were tipping all over the place.
Yes.
I remember distinctively thinking to myself, I was gonna bring my phone, and then I like last second put it back in the car and was like, I shouldn't bring this. This is a stupid idea. And I remember like after I was like, wow, I'm really happy I did not do that, because we probably went in the water 5 to 6 times because we just tipped it because we're not avid canoers.
Right. It's chocolate pudding day today.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
chocolate pudding. Yeah.
Yeah. Forgiveness Day, James.
Sure.
Yeah. Do some forgiveness today. Handshake Day.
Okay.
All right. Tropical Cocktails Day. All right.
Love a good tropical cocktail.
Yeah. World Refrigeration Day.
Okay.
So there you go. A few things happening today. Chicago White Sox have taken action against a fan who made inappropriate comments about Arizona Diamondback second baseman, Ketel Marte. Marte's late mom. During the game, they ejected him. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And was banned from future games. Thank you. And in fact, it's been reported that the fan has been banned indefinitely from all major league stadiums.
I agree. As well.
You know, there's one thing with a little fun taunting, you know, whatever. Yeah. When I was at a Rockies game, I couldn't believe it. And I was sitting in the back. I was sitting in the outfield, towards the outfield. Oh, my. With the opposing team. Some of these people were like, come on, man.
Some get a little too much. Ketel Marte, too. A fantastic player. And he was broken up about it.
I mean, he did. He displayed some visible emotion during that incident. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
so
like, come on, guy, man.
If he never saw the inside of an MLB stadium again, I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
I think I'm okay with that.
All right. Hey, would you let this happen to you? Imagine a future, James. Tiny robots smaller than a grain of dust.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Nanobots.
Yeah. Could clear stubborn sinus infections before being effortlessly expelled from the body. There's concern that these microbots might unintentionally remain in the body post-treatment,
exactly.
Potentially leading to some complications, plus public skepticism about allowing robots into the body. A grain of salt? How do you build that thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I have no... Would I allow myself... I probably would.
Depends what it is.
If it's just for a sinus infection, though, I'm probably not.
Check this out.
That's almost nothing.
China military has unveiled a new class of insect-sized drones designed for intelligence gathering and battlefield surveillance in environments where traditional drones are too large or detectable. Developed as part of their modernization efforts, these ultra-small drones are modeled to the size of a mosquito.
We live in a weird time.
Man. That's amazing. I got to think, you know, China's saying they have this, and they do.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me. I have to think that we have it, too.
I mean.
We just don't go out there and brag about it.
No, well, right? I think that, I don't know.
We have mosquito-sized drones. Yeah.
It could be, I don't know.
These things can be deployed in swarms, too. Whoa.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
If it looks like a mosquito, they'll deploy it like it's a mosquito.
Like there's swarms of them. Wow. Did you see? I didn't see this. I just saw a clip of it real briefly during the military parade that was recently held.
Mm-hmm.
The dogs, the drone dogs they had.
Mm-mm.
Wow, those were kind of funky.
No, I haven't.
It's like, dang.
I did not see that.
I bet if they unleashed those, they could run pretty fast. Anyway.
Were they like the Boston Dynamics robots? Like the...
I don't know. You'll have to... If you look it up, I'm sure they have a video clip you can watch of it. So that was interesting. It's like dogs.
There's probably so much...
Oh, there's so much of that technology that we just don't know about. They're not going to tip us off.
They're probably only going to tip us off about the stuff that's actually not very effective. And we've
the dog drone.
I guarantee you, we've spent an ungodly amount of money doing stuff that just was like, well, that didn't work out.
Let's just say I wouldn't want one of them chasing me. Let's, yeah. We'll leave it at that. What time do you think it's okay to have a drink?
Like an alcoholic drink?
Yes, alcoholic drink.
Afternoon, preferably.
Afternoon?
Yeah.
Like after 12 noon?
Yeah. Let's go after 1 o'clock.
After 1 o'clock for you, huh? Okay, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be 5 o'clock to crack open a cocktail. Found 1 in 6, 16%, consider noon an acceptable time.
Oh, there you go.
Jeez.
I guess it depends if you're going to work.
Yeah. 1 in 10, say 5 p.m.
Okay.
1 in 8. Say 6 p.m. or later. 9% of Americans say it's okay to grab a libation before 10 a.m.
Well, those people may have a problem.
Yeah.
Call the number.
Man. Okay. Whatever. Right?
I guarantee you said 9%. And then how many people of the noon? Whatever. Let's say 8 out of 10. 7 out of 10. Whatever.
It wasn't that high.
I guarantee 100% of them, when they, either the early morning people or the noon people, 100% of them, they grab them, and then they say it's not Jimmy Buffett. Is it? It's Jimmy Buffett where he goes?
Yeah.
5
Margarita,
o'clock somewhere.
Margaritaville, yeah.
I guarantee 100% of those people say that before they take a drink.
Hey, trivia today before we have to go here, because we're running out of time. Man, time flies. 11 out of 12 men who walked on the moon, James, have this in common. What is it?
They were all wearing spacesuits.
What about the 12th guy? No, 11 out of 12 who walked on the moon have this in common.
I don't know.
They're Boy Scouts.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Boy Scouts.
There you go.
Yeah. Boy Scouts. I like it.
Be a Boy Scout, you'll probably go to the moon.
That's right, man. Scouting. Good stuff. Hey, 8 o'clock. It's on the way. James is too. He's got Swap Shop, 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to Carol. We shared and have an awesome day. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Going to be 85 degrees.
Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak.